Good morning. This is WMUC Digital College Park, or WMUC FM College Park Radio, and you are listening to Nervous Child Collection.
Won't you say? Hey, radio listeners. Do you like music? How about business? Come check out the Maryland Music Business Society, Thursdays at 7 in Van Munching Hall. Like us on Facebook at Terp Music for more details. Just to make sure we don't
fail. Good morning, everyone. Once again, WMUC FM College Park Radio. Sorry for messing that up there. Before, hope everyone's doing well. It has been a while since I've been here. For those of you who have never listened to my show, welcome. It is 10 a.m. on a Monday on, once again, WMUC FM College Park Radio, 90.5 radio. My name is Jordan, and the show is called Nervous Child Collection. I'm here every week at this time for 2 hours, which is just probably so exciting for many of you. I don't know. But I wasn't here last week, and the week before that was Thanksgiving, so my deepest apologies for being absent a bunch this semester. My excuse is, last week I thought I was getting sick, but my immune system is incredible, so I actually didn't get sick. But that morning I was like, oh, cough, cough. And also, I ran a marathon 2 weeks ago, and my foot is, for lack of a better term, not well. I did something during my marathon. I think I got a stress fracture, and the idea of, like, that morning specifically last week, on top of, like, my potential sickness and then my foot being, like, barely, you know, something I could put pressure on, I was like, I can't do this. I cannot give the people what they want on WMEC FM radio. But I'm back. For context, like I said, my immune system is incredible and I did not get sick, which was awesome. My foot is still damaged, like truly. It's in a lot of pain right now, but it's because I was running late and I kind of had to put some pep into my step onto this extremely hilly campus. And it did something to me, truly. But I'm fine, if you can tell. I don't even remember, truly off the top of my head, what episode I wrote 2 weeks ago, but we're going to find out together right now. And I have an idea for next week, which will be my last episode of the season or the semester. But if I don't like what I wrote down, then I'll just jump straight to that. Oh, I remember what I wrote down. Okay, this is awesome. So three weeks ago, the last time I was on this show, I did like a best of 2016 episode where I basically played like some of my favorite and like the best tracks that were released in the year of 2016. And that like sparked some ideas for me. And one of the main ideas that came out of it was I should do a best of decade, because a decade is a very defining like way to describe music in general. Like a year is one thing. It's, you know, that's a lot more subjective, but you can really define music by the decade that it exists and was released in. So I was thinking and I was like, this is the best idea ever. So I finished my 2000s decades music list. So we'll go with that. I'm really excited because these songs are actually killer, I have to say. And I'm really excited. Yay. Yeah, this is, you know, once again, Nervous Child Collection. I'm back. We got this episode and then the one next week. But today we're talking about best of the 2000s, one of the best decades of music, at least that, like, I've lived through. I mean, that was my childhood. I grew up in the 2000s, and, like, this was my introduction to music, essentially. So I have a lot of strong feelings about this decade. But many argue that it's, like, a pretty substantial decade. I mean, granted, I'm in a different generation than a lot of people. Everyone is probably like, oh, the 80s are the best, whatever. But this is what I grew up on. So if you guys don't believe me, see it for yourselves today in this episode. There is some killer music I'm about to play today. And I'm going to start with Such Great Heights by the Postal Service. I don't have Spotify open, so you guys now have to wait for me to do that. But Yeah, Such Great Heights is a great way to start this off because a lot of the music I'm going to be playing today has this, like, great indie pop undertone or overtone. And I think that this is a great example of a song that encapsulates a lot of the energy that I'm bringing today. So we're going to start with Such Great Heights by The Postal Service. Incredible song. Hear it for yourselves. Hope you guys enjoy this one. And welcome to my episode. Such Great Heights, The Postal Service. Thank you. All right. That was Such Great Heights by the Postal Service. A great introduction, like I said, to the type of music I'm going to be playing today. So with that, we're going to transition into our second song of the day, Sound of Settling by Death Cab for Cutie. I love Death Cab for Cutie. I don't know their music as well as I should, I think, considering how much I like, you know, some of their music. But this is off of their album. I feel like I always pronounce the name of this album wrong for no reason. Transatlanticism. Yeah. Transatlanticism. Anywho. Incredible album. If you've never listened to it, I think it's like worth a shot for everyone. It spans so much in the time that it runs. It's a classic. So definitely listen to it, especially if you like this song. But gonna hit you guys with this one, The Sound of Settling by Death Cab for Cutie. Hope you guys enjoy this one.
I've got a hunger twisting my stomach into knots that my tongue is tied off. My brain's repeating, if you've got an impulse, let it out. But they never make it past my just around the bend. I can't wait to go gray. And I'll sit and wonder of every love that could have been. I only thought of something charming to say. My stomach into knots.
All right, that was The Sound of Settling by Death Cab for Cutie. Incredible track. Like I said, it brings a lot of energy, a lot of punch immediately when the track starts. I love how the way that the drums like slowly fill in. So he like sings the first like line and then you hear them come right in. Love that. Awesome. So going along with some of the same energy that I've been playing through the past couple of tracks, I'm going to hit you guys with Float On by Modest Mouse. This is another classic song. One of those songs that like, I feel like you haven't truly lived until you've experienced this song. Like another one of those songs. I feel like I always talk about this type of example, but you're in the car with your friends. It's a beautiful summer day. The sun's setting. This song comes on and you guys have the windows down. You're experiencing something great. That's truly living. I have a specific memory of me and my two best friends, shout out Mac and Riley, and we had just been leaving the Buckeyes, that is in Northern Virginia-ish, I don't know, somewhere in Virginia, the northmost Buckeyes that exist, and it's pretty new. We actually went on opening day, not knowing it was opening day, so crazy. But we had just gone camping in Shenandoah National Park, and on the way back, we were like, let's go completely out of the way, make our drive home an extra 3 hours, and go to Buckeyes. And I remember we were pulling out, we were all in like the best mood ever because we just went to Buckeyes for the first time, and this song started playing. We were in like literally middle of nowhere, this like random like route in Virginia, and this song came on and we were like, yeah, this is living. The scenery wasn't
like, you know, the way that I described it in the beginning. But when you're with your best friends and a good song comes on, just like this one, the only thing that matters in the world is what's happening right there. So this is Float On by Modest Mouse. Another thing about Modest Mouse is I am trying to go to Bonnaroo, the music festival this year, or I guess in 2026. And my friends and I really want to go. We kind of need to like actually figure out if this is like a financial and also like feasible thing to do for us. But Modest Mouse is performing on one of the days. So I'm like, that's part of the reason why I'm like, I need to go, because when else am I going to hear Float On live with my best friends in Tennessee? Like, whatever, you know? So, yeah. Anyways, enough about this. This is Float On by Modest Mouse. Hope you guys enjoy this one. That was Float On by Modest Mouse. Such a fun song. Love it. Love the way that it slowly fades in. You get that nice beat. And then, yeah, no, great song. Next, I'm going to play a song that I kind of, like, I've liked this song for a while, but I got obsessed with over the weekend. So this past weekend, I was in Pennsylvania, actually, visiting Mac, my best friend, and me and all my friends were there. It was like 9 of us were there. sorry. And we were thrifting. And we were like, we're in like the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. We're just thrifting like in the middle of nowhere. And I was like, I remember I was like looking through like sweaters or something. My friends were like semi across the store. And this song, which is Listomania by Phoenix. I know the entire crowd just went crazy hearing me say that. Listomania by Phoenix was playing. And I'm a big fan of 1901 off of this album by Phoenix. And that's actually the song I was going to play today. But I don't listen to Listomania as much. So when this was playing in the thrift store, I had a moment, truly. Like, I was, you know, sifting through sweaters, whatever. And then, you know, my shoulder started moving. I was tapping my foot to the beat. And I was like, wait, this is Listomania. And then I walked over to my friends and I was, like, singing the lyrics in their face. And they were like, okay, whatever, like, walked away. But I was having a great time. And it just reminded me, like, how good the song was. It was stuck in my head the rest of the day. Added it to, like, every active playlist I have going. I might still play 1901 later, depending on how much time I have. But really feeling this song these days. And I just think that this is such a fun one. Still going with kind of, like, the vibe I was bringing with the past couple of songs. So this is Listomania by Phoenix. Hope you guys enjoy this one.
Showtime.
right. That was Listomania by Phoenix. Love that song. Now it's going to be stuck in my head for the rest of the day today, but can't say I'm mad about it. All right, let's see. I think the next song I'm going to play is... I'm going to do Seaweed Song by Passion Pit off of their album Manners 2009. Something about me is I love Passion Pit with every bone in my body. Maybe I've talked about this before, maybe not, but my favorite album slash like it maybe not like my favorite like in this current moment in time, but like still top two, top three, is Gossamer by Passion Pit, which was their sophomore album that was released in 2012. That album like took me out of like the darkest time of my life and brought me to like genuinely like such an amazing point, but also in the sense of like really helped me with like listening to albums and kind of just honing in on finding music that I truly enjoy and then feeling music in itself as well. So the point is I have a very, very, very strong connection with Passion Pit through how much I love their album Gossamer, but I also love this album Manners so much. I think it's super well done. They have like one of, if not their most popular song, Sleepyhead, is off of this album. So many people probably would recognize it from Sleepyhead. That's like a classic song from the 2000s. But I have a lot of songs that I kind of like bounce back and forth with like love on this album. But Seaweed Song really like touched me like 2 years ago. And it just felt right to play that song today. So we're gonna do Seaweed Song. I might circle back and play another song from Manners later if I have time. But... yeah, no, this is a special one to me. I think it's beautiful. And like I said, it touches something in my heart the way that most Passion Pit songs do. But I remember like the moment I fell in love with this song, like truly. So, and I definitely have said this before, but if I remember the moment, either the first time I listened to something or the moment I fell in love with it, then that's how you know. That's how you know it's a really important one. So this is Seaweed Song by Passion Pit. Hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
What an incredible and fun song. That was Seaweed Song by Passion Pit. One of my favorite parts about that song is the bridge, where, or not the bridge, right after the bridge, and it's part of the chorus, but nobody, I'm so bad with lyrics. Seaweed Song. Nobody knows you the way I know. Wait, oh my God, what are the lyrics? Nobody knows you the way you know you, but I think I do. I just think that that's like beautiful in a sense. It just, because I think about like people that I love and how, you know, everyone obviously only knows themselves completely and 100% by the truth. No one else will know anyone to that fullest extent, whether they like it or not. But it's, there's something so sweet about saying like, you think that nobody knows you the way that you know you, but I think I do. Like, I think I fully understand you. Or at least I want to understand you. And there's something that I think is very sweet and very personal about that in a way that, like, really touches me. So that's kind of why I love the song. All right. Next, we're going to transition to some of the more, like, poppy hits of the 2000s, but still, like, indie alt-pop. So first we're going to do Kids by MGMT. Recently found out that it's like the management and not like MGMT, or like it should be pronounced that way. But I mean, Kids by whatever, MGMT, the management, whatever. One of the best songs ever. We know this. So yeah, you guys all know it probably. And if not, you guys are going to be blessed. This is Kids by MGMT. Hope you guys enjoy.
Dreams.
Hey, that was Kids by MGMT. Incredible and very well-known song of the 2000s. People, especially in my age group and generation, are huge fans of that song. It really hits close to home for us. I have genuinely countless memories of, like, being at, like, practices with, like, sports teams or, like, warming up and listening to that song specifically. It really gets the crowd going. All right, next I'm going to do Midnight City by M83, which is kind of, like, in the same vein as this song. Extremely popular, everyone knows it, and, like, is this, like, just a staple song of the 2000s. This is a really great album, too, that it's off of. Actually, Kids by MGMT is off the album Oracular Spectacular. And back in 2021, when I listened to an album every day, this was my January 1st album. And then my the album, I'm forgetting the name of it, that I did on M83, which Midnight City is off of. I want to say I did that on, like, January 10th or something. I remember that because I listened to that album the day that me and one of my, like, friends from middle school hung out and played basketball together outside, yes, in, like, 10 degree weather because it was freaking January. But I have a very specific memory about that hangout, which is, like, irrelevant right now. Don't need to share, but it's funny. But I remember I was listening to this album before she picked me up to go play basketball. So, anywho. Yeah, this is Midnight City by M83. Hope you guys enjoyed that really random backstory. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. All right, that was Midnight City by M83. I got really distracted for a second there. I'm making a presentation, or no, I'm making a report actually, for a class that I'm in, and I'm making a report for a class I'm in, and I got really into the data for a second, and then the song ended. I was like, what am I, like, I was like, where am I? But yeah, that was Midnight City by M83. Great song. Next, I'm going to play The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. I love Jimmy Eat World, but The Middle is like definitely one of their most popular songs, so only makes sense to give you guys this one. All right, this is The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. Hope you guys enjoy. Right, that was The Middle by Jimmy Eat World off of their killer album Bleed American. I have another Jimmy Eat World song that I might play later. I've probably played it like 8 times so far this semester though, so I'm trying to hold that one off if I can. I just figured out how to make a pivot table, but now I know how to do that. But I was having issues because I'm using Google Sheets and it's like nothing makes sense on Google Sheets as opposed to Excel, unfortunately. So, anywho, this is so irrelevant. I'm just telling you guys what I'm doing in my free time here. All right, next I want to play is a song that I heard through the show One Tree Hill, and like a very, like, you guys have heard me talk about One Tree Hill. I love that show. That show really influenced who I am as a person and the music I listen to and stuff like that. And this song, which is Wolf Like Me by TV on the Radio, incredible song, so much energy, it really packs a punch. It played in an episode during a basketball game, and I was like, oh my God, this is peak music. And to this day, I've been listening to this song. I've shared it with a ton of friends. I think it's such an awesome song. So this is Wolf Like Me by TV on the Radio, and hope you guys enjoy this one.
We'll be right back.
right. That was Wolf Like Me by TV on the Radio. Bringing a lot of packing of the punch there with an energetic song. All right. And I think, let me try to keep some good energy. Such a random transition, actually. Let's play some Fall Out Boy. I was thinking of, you know, One Tree Hill, like I was talking about, inspired a lot of my music taste. I've never been, like, the biggest Fall Out Boy person, but Fall Out Boy is, like, huge in that show. Like, they are actually in the show a lot. Pete Wentz has, like, a huge, 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 like, four, five show run where he's, like, dating one of the characters in the show, which is funny. And, like, it was, like, super, totally, like, not... it was, like, really weird, but it was, like, it was good. But I wanted to play a little less 16 Candles, a little more Touch Me by Fall Out Boy, because this is probably my favorite song by them. I think it's fun. It's just... it's a good one. And you know what? I like a lot of songs from this album, so I have nothing bad to say about Fall Out Boy. I'm kind of like an anomaly in the sense that most people had their like emo phase when they're in middle school, which for a lot of people was like the Fall Out Boy, MCR, Panic at the Disco trio. I never had that. But in my current day, I listen to a ton of emo music. So instead of having like that like middle school phase of like being like obsessed with these like pop punk and like emo bands, it came when I was in high school, except I have not left that phase and I truly love this music with like every bone in my body. But I never really like, I know MCR, Panic at the Disco, and Fall Out Boy like pretty well at this point, but I never fell in love with them the way that a 12-year-old girl did. So that's why I like, whenever I'm like, oh, I love like emo and punk music, everyone's like, oh my god, Fall Out Boy, and I'm like, actually I skipped that phase. But anywho, this is a little less 16 Candles, a little more Touch Me by Fall Out Boy. Hope you guys enjoy.